Well, this one in particular, being the Wandjuk Marinka 3D Memorial, it's for my family. My husband, Chico, his, I guess, adopted grandmother would house Wandjuk when he'd come to Sydney, and she had his drawings on her wall. And so for my family, there's this real strong connection. And to Bunduk, his sister, who gave the award, you know, there's a connection through a couple of other friends that we have as well. It's actually a really beautiful connection and really meant a lot to me to win that award, not just as any old award, but this name, you know, the award that's for his namesake. It's really touching. It's really special. It means a lot to me to have won that award.
Yeah.
And especially because of those other unique ties that my extended family has.
Because you're of cross-cultural and European heritage, and you mix and blend influences from both worlds, and it transpires into your work.
That's right, I do. I look at all the parts that make me who I am. I have the Aboriginal, which is First Nations, first people to live in Australia. I have the Dutch, the first Westerners to come here and say, hey, there's a country down there. And then obviously the English that have come to colonise it. So if those three things didn't happen, then I wouldn't exist today. It's sort of about trying to feel okay with the story that makes me who I am.
Yeah, when you say the Dutch are fast explorers to have discovered the area, a lot of our contemporaries don't even know that Tasmania, original name was Van Diemen's Land, or European name, which is a Dutch name.
That's right. Well, Australia was actually called New Holland for a while as well. So, there's lots of different stories as you go back. I mean, Aboriginal history, you know, 500 countries plus, you know. There's layers and layers as we look back to what Australia is, but we're just called this one big continent today, which, you know, in some ways is kind of sad.
There's also another upcoming Telstra Awards 2017. Applicants were invited to submit their works. Are you entering into this new series as well? Or
I sure am.
Yeah.
I actually am really excited because they've just opened a new multimedia award. I actually wanted to enter a video work and I wondered what category I would put that in. Now they've opened this category just for that type work, so I'm excited.
Before you know, you'll pick up all the awards every single year. You'll pick up something because you're multidisciplinary, multi-art, and I don't even know how to say it anymore. You're into dancing and plastic art and so many genres. You mix everything, so you'll be picking up all the awards every single year.
I don't know what to say to that. I just like to partake in the awards. You know, I think it's a really, really amazing thing to be part of. I mean, I tried three times before I actually got into the awards. There is a process and it does take a long time to get all of the things, all the ducks in a row, you know, the entry form, you got to photograph your work before it goes in, you've got to write about it. You know, there's a bit to do. So if anyone's thinking of entering out there, start to look at the entry form now and start to go through your work. You've got to generate all these other things to even just get your entry in.
And the lineup, when one looks at actually the finalists or the submissions, well, it's just a very, very, very talented list of artists up there. And when you win it, so I just saw some of them. I thought, wow, this is just worth winning as well.
John Mowangel was one of the finalists in the Bach painting. You know, he's an amazing, like one of the world's most amazing artists. We had Harold Thomas who won it and he designed the Aboriginal flag. These are such notable people. To be included in that group of people is just very, very, it's a great honour for me.
When describing your piece of art that was selected the previous time, you start with a sentence, I saw a bird stuck inside a building, frantically trying to escape.
Yeah, I did. I saw this bird and I was looking at it and I thought, oh, this poor little bird, I think it's trying to escape. And so I just sort of watched it and I was thinking, you know, how could I help it? And then I realised that it wasn't trying to escape. It was actually making its little nest in the corner.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting? It's like no matter what gets built up around us in our environment, we still have to make these places our home. For me, that really resonated. for my, you know, for my heritage, you know, no matter where we are, what's going on around us. We live under, you know, Western sort of social structures and all these types of things, but still we have to somehow make it our home here. Sometimes I guess things don't feel like as kosher, or not kosher, I guess it's not the right word. I guess sometimes things don't feel like with the consumerist nature of things and the unsustainable lives that we lead, that it doesn't sit very well with me sometimes. But still, we have to make these places our home, so we have to do what we can to make a positive impact.
Let's come back to what you're submitting this year. Can you describe to us what creation you're submitting for 2017?
It's going to be a 9-channel video work of...
Nine-channel?
Yeah, so it's going to be 9 different videos all playing together.
Oh, okay.
And they're all different views of the sunset coming up, but the horizon line will be moving to a heartbeat. I'll be moving the camera up and down and also around and around. It's about the circadian rhythms that our bodies have when we wake up in the morning and how connected we are at nature in those very early hours of the morning before we even know to wake up. Our bodies are responding to the light that's coming in through our windows, and slowly our nervous system and all of our endocrine system, all those systems are waking up. So it's about those systems waking up to the light. But then as the sun comes over the valleys, you don't see the forest. What you see is farmland and fences and things that are cutting the landscape. So you're seeing what we've actually done to the landscape when the sun is giving us our light for the morning. When that light comes and takes over and shows us what we've done to the earth, it's quite a different story.
These awards are there to recognize the important contribution made by Indigenous artists from regional and urban areas. Just before we let you go, a message to the wider community, first of all, and other First Nations artists and First Nations communities.
I just think all these stories just need to be told, and if we can just keep telling them, I think that's the most important thing. And if people can enter these types of awards where you can get a national stage to talk to even more people, I think the stories that we have to tell of this place are really important. And I think they're stories of this place that really need to be told.